Phoenix Audio presents
The Cradle Will Fall by Mary Higgins Clark. If her mind had not been on the case she had won, Katie might not have taken the curve so fast. The car fishtailed on the sleet-covered road. Oh, no! She gripped the wheel frantically, turning into the skid, but could not control the car. The shoulder was a sheet of ice. A dark shape loomed ahead. A tree. Katie felt a sickening crunch as metal tore into bark. She raised her arms, trying to protect her face from the splinters of flying glass that exploded from the windshield. Dark, velvety blackness was closing over her. From somewhere, a voice she knew. My God, it's Katie DeMeo! Tom Coughlin, that nice young cop. She's unconscious. Looks like she's cut an artery. A different voice. Westlake's just down the road. I'll call for an ambulance. You stay with her. Floating. Floating. The blackness was starting to recede. A light was shining in her eyes. She's coming around. How old are you, Mrs. DeMeo?
28.
You're quite fortunate, Mrs. DeMeo. Some pretty severe bruises. No fractures. I've ordered a transfusion. Your blood count is pretty low, but you'll be all right.
It's just...
She bit her lip. The stitches in her left arm and her knees hurt so much. Everything hurt so much. She was alone with her terrible, unreasoning fear of hospitals. You're going to be fine, Mrs. DeMeo. Here, this will help you rest. Katie slid into sleep, knowing that, with the sleeping pill, the nightmare was inevitable. But this time it took a different form. She was on a roller coaster. Then it went around a curve and off the tracks, and it was falling. She woke up trembling just before it hit the ground. Unsteadily, she walked...